If you are struggling in your faith or want a little more encouragement, turn to the lives of the saints. However strange their lives may be and whatever situations they went through, their heroic virtue and the way they faced challenges can be immensely inspirational. They dealt with much of the same things we do, and they did it with a different mentality. They did it with a joy from knowing Christ. And to make my point clear, but also to show an example of what's to come, I chose a certain saint to help encourage you. His name is Blessed Miguel Pro. He was a 20th century Mexican saint. When he was in his teens, he wanted to be a Jesuit. So at the age of 20, he joined the Jesuits and became a novice. Since at that point, a civil war had racked Mexico, they sent him to Belgium for seminary. So after being in Belgium for several years, being ordained a priest at 25 years old, he was then sent back to Mexico with the hope that things had calmed down and he could bring healing to the people again. 23 days after he arrived back in Mexico, President Manuel had made a verdict that all public celebrations are banned. All masses, all sacraments, everything in the church publicly was banned. So Father Pro went around clandestinely and celebrated sacraments. He'd do secret masses for people, hear confessions, anoint people, baptize them, all in secret. After a couple years of doing this, his car was bombed, and him and two of his brothers were sent to the Mexican government, where they were tried for breaking the law, basically. One escaped somehow. The other two were sentenced to death by firing squad. As they were lined up, Father Pro said, "I want to see the people who are shooting me. Take off my blindfold." So unblindfolded, he looked at them, raised his arms in the sign of a cross, and said, "Viva Cristo Rey," which means "Long live Christ the King." And they shot him to death, and he was declared a martyr. Right now, he's blessed, working towards sanctification. He is an example of someone of heroic virtue, who didn't see the challenges of his time as a problem, but rose above them, and showed his faith alive and active in the midst of the things of the world. Same challenge works for us. Now, there are many different stages we work through in our life of faith, and there's ways of building our lives through them so we recognize not the challenges in it, but the joy that comes with it. Some of the ways we think of our faith is like a hobby. You know, when we need a sense of God or we're kind of struggling with something, we go to Mass. When we need something from God, we pray. But unless we need something or have a desperate need for God, we kind of do what we need to, kind of like a gym membership. In this way, we can think of it in a negative way, but that's not true. There's a great joy that comes with seeing our life of faith as a hobby. This is where God really speaks to us in profound ways, calling us into the depth of his love. I remember when I was in college and still trying to figure this all out, God was very active in my life, doing lots of various things. So don't be discouraged. Even if you think of your faith as a hobby and you kind of come in and out of it through prayer or mass, whatever it might be, challenge yourself to go a little bit more. There's something worth seeking in it. There's a joy in our faith that comes when we just push ourselves a little bit more. Maybe it's starting a life of prayer. 5 minutes a day can change your life. Or maybe it's making a stronger commitment. I want to be at Mass. I want to learn something more. Or maybe it's reading the lives of the saints. Honestly, the best way to really understand our faith is to hear about the stories of saints of the past who really did live heroically and showed us the value of faith, what it looks like in the midst of all their challenges and struggles, to find joy in the life of Christ. This is what's inspiring. So don't be discouraged. It's okay to be there, but challenge yourself a little bit more. There's something worth fighting for. Some of us live our life of faith as an obligation. We use terms like Catholic guilt or holy days of obligation to make a point. You're supposed to be there. And the church lays these burdens on us as we have to do all these things. It's much like what Jesus mentioned in today's gospel. He's commenting about the Pharisees, who created all these laws with the understanding that the laws would bring God's blessing to the people. So they mandated that everyone has to follow these laws exactly, which can be a great distress to people, having all these different burdens of these different laws that must be followed. And so the church sometimes feels that way. We have lots of laws. We have lots of things that can make faith very distressful because of all these different things that are required. The 8 days a year for holy days of obligation, the requirement to be at Mass every Sunday, going to confession regularly. It can feel like a lot. Rest assured, there's a good side to this too. The good side of the obligation of faith is it motivates us. We feel compelled to go, and that compulsion gives us the sense that this is valuable. I need to do something with it. But the other challenge is we can often see the obligation as an excuse for not being closer to God. We choose the obligation over God himself, so we never really dive deeper into faith. It's just on obligation. If this is you, and you feel overwhelmed by the challenges of the faith, rest assured, there is an easy way out of this. We have to find the good in what we do, not just the obligation. What is the Mass doing for me? What does prayer do for me? What's the next step for me? How can I find new life in the sacraments, new joy in the life of the faith? Living the life of our faith as something life-giving and not just a burden. That's always our challenge. So give yourself that impetus. It's okay. It's okay to feel that compulsion, but we should go a step further. Where is God inviting me? Where is he calling me? How is he encouraging me to come to know him more? The third way we can be in our faith, and the one I hope we all get to, is that our faith is a joy. This is the example of the saints. They found that in the midst of all their sufferings, distresses, challenges of the world, Christ was their joy. The reason the church does all these things is so we can find joy in our faith. For instance, the holy days of obligation. Yeah, they have a big ring to them, obligation. But what they're meant to do is to help us live the life of Christ in the year. That as we progress through the year, these pivotal points show us valuable things for our faith. The way that Christ lived his life, the importance of our theology, the way salvation comes to us. All these things are very valuable to celebrate, not just be there, to celebrate. So the church tells us to take time out of our week to almost jumble it around a little bit so that we choose to put God first. If we have to change our schedule, that means God is more valuable to us because we made a change. In the same way, so often these days become kind of a burden. Sunday, oh, I have to do all these things. It's our day of rest. We should celebrate. It's not sit there and stare at the wall. It's not get bored. It's do something useful and restful. We need the rest. The church put these things in there for our good so that we can encounter God and have the space for him. So I challenge you. Make these days something celebratory. Feel joy in them. Have a fun dessert. Have a good meal. Go out on a walk. Spend a little more time in prayer. Read a good book. Spend some time with family and friends. These are good things that are celebratory because joy comes with celebration. If you celebrate, you'll feel that emphasis, the emphasis of that joy. The same way, the sacraments are there for us. They're there that we may experience Christ anew. Each and every one of them are an expression of his ministry, so we can feel the life he wishes to give us, the joy he wishes to give us, the freedom and grace and forgiveness he wants us to experience. Each of them are the same way. The Mass is our communal celebration of the Lord's passion, that he died for us because he loves us. Sacrament of reconciliation, for us to experience his mercy, baptism, new life, and they go on and on. Same thing works with prayer. Prayer can feel like a burden because we have to do it. But have we really encountered God's love? Have we let him into our lives in such a profound way that we've encountered him, come to know him, given him space within our day? This is the joy of living our lives. God did not want it to be a burden. He wanted us to celebrate. He wanted us to feel joy. He wanted our lives to be something that gives us new life, which is the new life he wishes to give us. So if your faith is challenged, if you're struggling, start with the lives of the saints. They're fun. They have strange stories. You don't have to do what they did, but at least see their excitement, their joy as they come, as it comes out of their lives itself. Challenge yourself to go a little deeper. God loves you. He wants you. He desires you. Let yourself feel that. Let yourself feel that joy that comes from knowing the God who loves us.